Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
Hello once again. I'm hoping you're doing well, and I pray that you continue to grow in your knowledge that God's face does in fact shine upon you. I want to remind you of some websites we have and Facebook pages, terrywardle.com, also healingcareministries.com. A lot of information about what we do in terms of seminars, especially the new live streaming we've been doing and the upcoming seminars that we're doing online. And we're getting an amazing response. And, well, if it's something you'd be interested in, we'd love to have you there. You know, I'm doing this podcast this morning, and it's early Sunday morning. I know you're not listening to it on a Sunday morning, but I've been moved today to come and to share with you some thoughts. But first, it came to me about all the years, boy, almost 20 years, that Sunday morning was a time when I was prayerfully preparing to speak to my congregation from the Word of God, hoping to bring them closer to Jesus. And so as I moved toward this morning to do a podcast, that came back to me and how precious that time was to be a pastor, to go into a pulpit, to open the Word of God, and to share it in a way that hopefully drew people more closely into the embrace of Christ. So even as I began to think about that, my mind went to some other realities that I faced, especially in the very first church that I pastored. It was a little country church. The town was Amity, Pennsylvania, way down in the southwest corner of the state. You could practically throw a stone to West Virginia from there. The town had a fire department, one store, two churches, and a post office. And then a whole bunch of little houses that sat right on the road, and everything else around it was farmland. And the folks that came, they were mostly members of that congregation their entire life. Some had been carried in by their parents, sat on their grandparents' lap, and now they themselves were the grandparents that had spent their whole lives in that little church. It was a great opportunity. But one of the things I learned very quickly in that church is they hired pastors to do ministry. Now, that may not sound that astounding to you, but the point that I'm making is they believe that it was the pastor's role to do all the ministry. If there was going to be visitation, the pastor did it. If there was going to be teaching, the pastor did it. Preaching, the pastor did it. They even wanted a choir. They expected the pastor to gather the choir and lead the choir. Their view of ministry was fundamentally that we support a pastor who does ministry and he cares for us, the sheep. Well, I guess there's a little bit of truth to that, but it's not really the vision that we have in Scripture, is it? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Do you know that one of the things that the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians is that every one of us has been given grace by Christ? It comes in Ephesians chapter 4. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Now, you link that to some of the other teachings like 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12 and 1 Peter 5. And what Paul's pointing to is that all of us, every one of us, you, I, have been given grace giftings. And because we have those grace giftings, we have the opportunity to participate in the ministry of the church. You see, it's not the job description of the pastor to do everything. In fact, if anything, it is the job description of the pastor to help other individuals learn and grow in the grace gifting that they have received. You know, many years ago, as I began to do my doctoral work at Fuller Theological Seminary, I ran into this guy named John Wimber. I've spoken about him before. And one of the contributions he made to the life of the church was the belief that everybody gets to play. Isn't that a great phrase? Everybody gets to play. And what he meant by that is we all have giftings. We all have the ministry of the Holy Spirit inside of us. And as a result of it, we are all on the playing field. Oh, I know it's been said many times that often Christianity is represented as maybe a football game. And there are a handful of players out on the field exhausted and a host of people in the stands needing more exercise. And people liken that to the life of the church. And yes, it's a negative image, but it holds a bit of truth in that there are a lot of people that are Christians that believe that their role is to receive, when in fact they have these rich and unbelievable contributions that they can make to make this world a better place. Because to each has been given a grace. Now, one of the things that Paul's talking about here in Ephesians is there's kind of two groups of grace, if you will. Some people have been given the grace and the calling to equip other people to fulfill their gifts and their calling. Paul actually says that there are people in the church, like apostles and pastors and evangelists and teachers and prophets, that have one set of jobs, and their job is to equip other people to do their job. So the idea is that every local church has a pastor who's there to nurture them, and there may be evangelists that are there to go out and help other people come to know Christ, and there are teachers that break open to the Word of God, but they're doing this so that other people that have grace giftings can learn how to use those grace giftings to change this world. You see, Paul pushes that when he says in Ephesians chapter 4, Christ himself gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and he gave them to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. What an amazing image that the job of some people in their grace is to have other people unleash their grace. And when everybody's doing what God has graced them to do, the body of Christ is lifted up, it's built up, and the world begins to change. That's why this idea of everybody gets to play is so important. You play a vital role in equipping and changing this world. And we need it right now. You know, there's not some Christians that are salt. We're all to be salt. And we're not to be all bottled up in the salt shaker. We're to take the gifts of grace that we have, the salt, if you will, of Christ's presence in our lives, and we go out into the world and we spread it around with the gifts and graces that we have been given. Some of those gifts are gifts of service, and some of speaking, and some of prayer, and some of leadership, and some of giving, but we're all given this unbelievable opportunity to play. Isn't that an exciting notion? But when that salt doesn't understand that they are salt, it's unfortunate that we're not having the impact then that we really could on the world. And you know, it's not just that leaders are light, we're all light. You're light. Not only does your life matter, but the grace gifting that's inside of you matters. And that when you go out into this world with the image of God restored in your life through the blessings of Jesus Christ, you make a difference. Now, let me assure you this. The enemy would love to convince you you don't make a difference. possibly try to convince you that you're not all that. But you are. You're so important that Scripture talks about you here. To each one, to you, has been apportioned by Christ Himself grace in order that the world can be changed. I want you to think about this one aspect of that Scripture. You have a grace, and Jesus is the one that specifically gave it to you. You know, I have a few things in my life that people have given me. They're great. But what's really exciting about some of these gifts is who is the one that gave it to me. Now, right now, as I'm doing this podcast here on this Sunday morning, when I'm doing it, I'm looking straight in front of me, and there is this unbelievable carving. It must be, boy, a foot by 2.5 feet of the Lord's Supper. Jesus in the middle, the table is set, the disciples are on each side, standing and seated. Someone took some serious time to put together this beautiful portrait of Jesus at the Last Supper, a lovely wood carving. But here's what I want you to know. It's not only important to me because of how precious it is, but who gave it to me. Dr. Ben Franklin, just a phenomenal black leader, pastor of a good church up in Cleveland. He's the one that gave it to me. So I'm not only excited about the gift given, but I'm thrilled by the one who gave the gift. And what you need to know is you have been given gifts, and it's not only that the gifts are so exciting, but it's Christ Himself that gave you that gift. A grace, a portion to you. Maybe you're one of those that have been given gifts that are going to equip other people with their gifts. Maybe you're a person that has gifts that in being equipped can go into the world as salt and light and bring some change. I want you to know the phrase everybody gets to play is a powerful phrase about the fact that all of us that are named the children of God have an opportunity to participate in the flow of the kingdom to bring change to this world. You get to play. Today, this very day, I believe there will be opportunity for you to, well, spread a little salt, bring a little light, use the grace Christ has given you to bring change. Oh, what would happen if just those of us that are part of this podcast would decide, I'm going to make sure that the Holy Spirit knows that I'm willing to use the grace that Christ apportioned to me to bring change to the world. Thank you, many of you that are already doing that. You matter. Thanks for getting on the field. Thanks for the joy of getting to play. May we all join in. The world needs us. Jesus has called us. Let's go spread a little grace.